Good morning, this is Pastor Bill bringing another news in focus entitled Skydiver Baumgartner Sets YouTube Live View Record. This has two videos attached to it. One of them is the actual jump, and the other is a interview given by him and talking through some a video about a spin that was seemingly out of control and how he had to decide whether or not to pull the drone chute and not reach Mach speed, or to possibly pass out and die in his jump. And so both of those videos are well worth it. I've included those. They're actually, I should say, they're at the link that is included in this recording. Let me read the article to you. Austrian skydiver Felix Baumgartner smashed a number of records with his Edge of Space stunt, including for live streaming. More than 8 million people flocked to their devices to watch 43-year-old break the speed of sound live on Google's YouTube site. It's the largest number of concurrent live streams in the website's history, Google UK confirmed to the BBC. Mr. Baumgartner broke the record for the highest free fall. He jumped from a capsule taken to 128,100 feet, or 24 miles, above New Mexico in the U.S. by a U.S. giant helium balloon. It took 9 minutes for the Austrian to reach the ground. The adventurer plummeted an estimated 833.9 miles per hour, hitting Mach 1.24. On the step, I felt that the whole world was watching, Mr. Baumgartner said after the jump. I wish they could see what I see. It was amazing. The capsule from which the skydiver fell was equipped with cameras to provide a live internet feed to millions of people around the world. A Google spokesperson confirmed to the BBC that the number of viewers simultaneously watching the Red Bull Stratus stunt live on YouTube was the site's highest. We congratulate Felix Baumgartner and the entire Red Bull Stratus team for their successful mission and for creating a live stream of the most concurrent views ever on YouTube, the company said on its blog. In comparison, about 8.3 million people accessed the BBC Sport website on the first day of the Olympic Games. Okay, so, and then it goes on to talk about some of the things they're able to monitor on his body from a U.S. Army contracted company named Equivital out of the U.K. And so lots of good stuff in the article. It's just a short article. But I was reminded of how, though he probably holds the record, humanly speaking, he does not hold the record for the greatest free fall. And so I was reminded that maybe we ought to think through this a little bit, and I was just thrilled to have some biblical perspective. I'm reminded of Luke chapter number 10. Now, Jesus, it says in verse 1, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. He said, the harvest truly is great. Well, the 70 returned, and with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you. Rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. I'm reminded when I watch Felix Baumgartner fall from the sky. I'm reminded of a day when our victory was secured over the wicked one, and when he as lightning fell from heaven. This happened in Isaiah 14, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? He apparently has some access to the heavenlies, for in Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 10, we find out that halfway through the future tribulation period, he is cast out of heaven, out of the heavens. Listen to the scripture. Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down. And so he was cast out of the heavenlies in Luke chapter 10, referring back to Isaiah 14 in his pre-fall, and he is cast out of heaven again in the future when he is cast out as the accuser of the brethren. It says in John chapter number 16, now is the prince of this world judged, now is he cast out. You need to know that when Satan fell as lightning from heaven, you need to know that Jesus was saying two things. Number one, nothing can hurt you. And number two, rejoice, because the place from which he was punted, your name is written there. So I see this great news article I was excited to see this. I have one free fall from 13,500 feet, and I was strapped to the front of another dude. So I have to tell you, it's far from glorious. I have 5 static line jumps from my trip through airborne school. And on my 6th jump, it was called because of too much wind. That's nothing compared to some of our Centurion jumpers here at Berean Baptist Church and some of our free fall guys who have done their share of jumps behind oxygen masks and with dogs strapped to the front of them and firearms strapped to the front of them and scuba gear strapped to the back of them. And I mean, you talk about men's men. We have some real godly warriors in our church. But my 13,500 feet drop over Laurinburg, or my 5 jumps in Fort Benning, yes, they pale in comparison to this guy from Austria who's jumping from 24 miles in the air. And yet, I'm reminded that the greatest free fall in the history of the world was when Lucifer, who desired to have the glory of God in his Christ, was cast down. And it reminds me of a day in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 when it says, "And he will be cast into the lake of fire, and he'll be tormented day and night forever and ever." So when we watch the news, we're reminded of how small man is and what a privilege it is to have our names written in heaven. And for Jesus to look at some people and say, "I saw the free fall of Satan. He fell like lightning. Because of this, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." This is Pastor Bill. Rejoice with me, because your name is written in heaven.